Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
The Lord, praise Jesus. Let us pray. Everlasting Father, we want to say thank you to you. We bless you. We exalt you. We magnify you. For who you are, we say thank you. For all that you have done, we say thank you. For all that you are planning to do for us, we say thank you. We bless you, everlasting God, for where we are coming from, where we are today, and where you are taking us to. And we say glory, honor, adoration be ascribed unto you and to you alone in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. We pray, Lord, that this day, Lord, Jehovah God, you will speak to each and every one of us. And let your name and only your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. It's nice to be with you once again. And I pray that the Almighty God will do something wonderful in your life this day for His glory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'll be discussing with you what I titled Shouts of Joy. Somebody will shout for joy in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Your mouth shall be filled with sound of joy. And I'm taking my text from the book of Psalms, Psalm 126. And I'm reading from verse 1 to 6. See, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we are like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nation, the Lord has done great things for them. Indeed, the Lord has done great things for you, and the Almighty God will continue to do great and mighty things in your life, in your family, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3 says, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears shall reap with shout of joy. He who goes out weeping, bearing the seed of sorrowing, shall come home with shout of joy. He will come home with shout of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, you will shout for joy in the name of our Lord Jesus. But who is that person that will shout for joy? A person whose heart is constantly remembering the goodness of God. We always have reason to shout for joy. Can you remember what God has done for you? The book of Psalms, Psalm 103, verse 1, says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. May you not forget all the benefits of God, all that the Lord has done for you to be constantly shouting joy. You need to be somebody who has a heart of gratitude, always remembering what God has done. The book of Lamentations, chapter 3, reading from 21 to 23. Say, but this I call to mind, you see, and therefore I have hope. Why? The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Every morning, the Almighty God gives us a brand new mercy. Every morning. So you have reason to be joyous. You have reason to shout for joy when you wake up in the morning and say, Lord, you have given me another day. You have made it possible for me to see yet another day. I shout for joy. I am joyous because you have kept me. Many went to bed with me yesterday, but this morning they didn't wake up, but you woke me up. Ah, you did not just wake me up, you gave me a brand new mercy for today. The mercy of yesterday is gone. You have given me a new mercy. I say thank you. I bless you. I honor you. So shall it be for you and I. We shall have our mouth filled with shouts of joy because of the wondrous things that God has done for us. Another thing is that you, a person who is going to continually shout for joy, who is somebody who remember that God can do beyond even our expectation, beyond our imagination. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, see now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. So he can do for us abundantly, not little, but abundantly, more than we can even ask of him, more than we can even think of. That is the God we are talking. So you and I have reason to shout for joy, because we have a God that even when we ask for one, is ready to give us two. When we ask for two, is ready to give us four. That is how good, how kind, how generous, how awesome, how marvelous our God is. And I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, whenever you call unto him, the Lord will answer you. Your prayers will not be an abomination in the ears of the Lord, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing for somebody who is ready to shout for joy is that you know that all things work together for good for those who love God. The book of Romans chapter 8 verse 28. Romans 8, 28 say, and we know, you see, there must be a knowledge. There must be an understanding. He say, and we know, do you know? I say, and we know that for those who love God, do you love this God? All things work together, not some things, not a few things. See, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. Brothers and sisters, you may be going through challenges right now. Things may appear very tough, very difficult, but know that all things work together for good. So for that reason, you should shout for joy. Shout for joy, because you know that that which I'm going through right now, the Almighty God has the capacity, he has the ability to turn it around in my favor. And the Lord will do it so for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He will wipe away your tears. He will wipe away your sorrow in the name of our Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Another thing is that you have a knowledge that you are more than conqueror. You are more than conqueror. You, God has given you the ability, the potential to conquer that situation. And indeed, you will do so. That same Romans 8. Romans 8 verse 37 say, no, in all these things, not in some of them, not in few of them. He say, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who love us. You are more than conqueror. Look at yourself and say, I am more than conqueror. Because Christ dwells in me, who is in me is greater than who is in the world. For that reason, I know that my God is fighting my battle. And when the Lord fights my battles, I am guaranteed that I will be victorious. Victory is yours in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your enemy will not have the last laugh concerning you. The Almighty God will grant you victory over that situation, over that circumstance, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because no weapon of the enemy fashioned against you will prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, they are hereby condemned. That is what the word of God says, and so shall it be concerning you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. So you have a reason to be joyous. You have a reason to shout for joy. Because the Almighty God is behind you. Because the Almighty God is fighting for you. Shouting for joy is also a way of giving glory to God. You need to give him all the glory. The Bible tells us in Psalm 34. Psalm 34 reading from verse 2 to 3. Say, my soul makes its boast in the Lord. My boast is in the Lord. Not in my own abilities. Not in my own capacity. Not in my own riches. But my boast is in the Lord. My boast is in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Verse 3 say, oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Let somebody there exalt the name of the Lord together with me. Because the Almighty God is good. He is good in the morning. He is good at daytime. He is good at nighttime. Because he is the Almighty God. The all-knowing God. The all-perfect one. And we praise him all the days of my life. No matter what I may be going through, I will praise him. The enemy has lost the battle. Why? Because I belong to the camp of God. And in as much as I've been in his camp, he said, he will fortify me. He will build his wall of fire round about us, and he will make us impregnable to the arrows of the enemy. So for that reason, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Rejoice, shout for joy, because God is the one who is your defender and will continue to defend you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Why will I not shout for joy? Because God can turn the dryness in my life. He can turn them around and release his fountain of water. He tells me in the book of Isaiah chapter 41, verse 18, he said, I will open rivers on the bare heights, the fountains in the midst of the valley. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land spring of water. Brothers and sisters, we have reason to rejoice, because that dryness you are experiencing right now, your Almighty God will release his fountain of water upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Every form of barrenness you are experiencing, the Almighty God will turn them around and will cause you to be fruitful in the name of Jesus. You will not labor in vain in the name of Jesus. As you plant, you shall reap in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. No more dryness, because the Almighty God will release his fountain of water in the mighty name of Jesus. Are you sowing in tears? Brothers and sisters, I say you will reap in joy. That is what Psalm 126 verse 5 says. Say, those who sow in tears shall reap with shout of joy. Brothers and sisters, the Almighty God is ready to wipe away their tears. He will wipe away their tears from your eyes in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, because he has said so. In Revelation chapter 21 verse 4, he said, I will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning. You will not mourn. There will not be crying in your home. There will not be pains in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, say, for the former things have passed away. Those things you are seeing right now, you will see them no more. The Egyptian you are seeing today, you will see no more. Because the Almighty God is with you. So you shall continue to shout for joy. Your mouth shall be continually filled with shouts of joy. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of our Lord Jesus. I want you to also know, you need to also know that, look, if God has done it in the past, he's doing it right now, he can do it again for me. Because the Bible tells us in Hebrews 13:8, he says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, is the same today, and is the same forever. He does not change. He does not change. So what he did yesterday can do it. The miracle he did for A, he can do for B. So we rest assured, brothers and sisters, that God has not forgotten you. So for that reason, you need to shout for joy. You need to shout for joy. You need to know that if you fall, you will rise again. God will take you up again. He tells us in Proverbs 24 verse 16, say, for the righteous falls 7 times and rises again. He falls 7 times, he rises again. You will rise again in the name of our Lord Jesus. You are not a failure. For the mere fact that things didn't go on the way you want does not make you a failure, because you belong to the camp of God. You belong to Jesus. And for that reason, you are not a failure. He tells us in Micah chapter 7 verse 8, he says, rejoice not over me. Tell your enemy, they should not rejoice over me. Rejoice not over me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord will be a light to me, because he has not forgotten me. He tells me in the book of Isaiah 49 verse 15, he said, can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Say, even this may forget. He said, yet, I will not forget you. Jesus is saying, I will not forget you. But brothers and sisters, do you know this Jesus? You need to have a relationship with him, so that indeed he will not forget you. You need to accept him as your Lord and Savior. So I am giving you the opportunity today that if you accept him today, you can be guaranteed that he will not forget you. So just say after me, Jesus Christ, I come unto you today, acknowledge my sin, and I say, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins, forgive me my trespasses. And I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And it's you alone I will serve all the days of my life. in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life, in the mighty name of Jesus. And for every one of you that have listened to this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. His favor will surround you. His favor will speak for you. He will make way for you where there are no ways. Your mouth shall constantly be filled with sound of joy. So shall it be in the name of our Lord Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.